You know, honestly, it's too early in the season to really be worrying about who's in first place. You got to keep playing games that are ahead of us. Keep our eyes on knowing what's right in front of us. Do a good job preparing every week. Correct mistakes, fill in guys for injured players. I mean, you know, that's really the name of the game. We came out with a victory on the road against a really tough team. It was a hard-fought win. Proud of the players, but you know, that's the only thing that it means today. I mean, first place. I mean, you don't get any prizes for first place at 9 games into the season. Yeah, I mean, obviously the 2-point play at the end. I mean, that was a big step up. And, you know, we haven't played great to let them get down there in that situation. But, you know, they weren't going to run out of time when they had that ball with 2 minutes and whatever and all 3 timeouts. We were going to have to stop them. We took a chance on stopping them on the 4th down in 1 play, played real aggressive coverage, and I think it was Brandon Marshall made a play. And they have really good wide outs. Those guys made it difficult for us the whole day. We had to go through a lot of different coverages and, you know, a lot of different schemes to try to get them stopped. But I thought the biggest series of the game was after Conte's interception when we held them to a field goal. You know, I mean, they had a chance to go take the lead. They had a lot of momentum at that point. Our defense went out, got a defensive stop, forced a field goal. We retained the lead, and, you know, I thought that was probably as big a series defensively for us the whole game. Yeah, Sue's been doing that all year. You know, he's leading the NFL in assists. You know, if he was point guard, I mean, he'd be a great point guard the way that he's been setting other players up. You know, and a lot of times that doesn't get, you know, on the stats and things like that. But he's had really good pressure on the quarterback. He's had an outstanding year in his plays like that. I mean, that's at least a 3-point play right there. You know, I mean, defensive players don't get a chance to score very many points. But, you know, I mean, the way you look at that play is that's a 3-point play and potentially a 7-point play.
There were times when you guys were on drive, you ran a couple of back-to-back plays to the right side of Warford and Waddle. You had some big games. Can you just talk about the confidence you have? Well, obviously, they're starters, so you're going to be confident. But to do it in that situation on those drives, I thought you said something about their play.
Yeah, you know, they're strong guys, and they can get movement in the run game. And we needed it in those times. I mean, not only were we driving, we were trying to eat the clock. We were trying to get first downs and trying to score a touchdown. So it was a combination of all those things. But, yeah, I think you're right. It does say something about those guys that that we called their number not just once, but in critical situations, and they've responded.
Okay, your last touchdown drive, you had big runs and big throws to another drive.
Well, you know, they're playing a lot of two in the game, and in that game, in that part of the field, I mean, we were already up a point, and they were playing real tight coverage. They were playing a lot of man-to-man, and you're not going to get a high percentage of completions against that, but we made the plays that counted. I think that was that drive, or was it the missed field goal drive that Fourier had to catch down the field? That was the previous one, and then it was Jeremy Ross. Jeremy Ross had a big catch that got that drive started. You know, we got it from a lot of different. We got contributions from a lot of different guys, and I thought Ross. You know, I don't know how many catches he had. I know he had at least 2, but you know, and then the capper was when they get singled up on Calvin that we're able to go over the top and make a play. You know, it wasn't the best game we've played on offense, but it doesn't have to be. We have to score 1 more point than the opponent, and today we scored 2 more points.
Was Kerry a call to the bullpen, and how do you assess how he played?
Well, no, we had 2 different packages, and we used that package quite a bit last week. Yeah, I mean, I thought he went out. He tackled really well. I thought that was a big part. Got got 2 penalties or just 1? I can't remember, but the one, and you know, I mean, he was battling in there. Some tough matchups. I mean, they used Brandon Marshall quite a bit in that slot. But we had two different groups. We ended up going with Don's group a little bit more as the game went on because he was playing well. Yeah, I mean they're gonna make a play somewhere to make up for it. You know, Nick's was a poor decision. I gotta see Willie's because the quarterback's outside the pocket. He doesn't keep the same kind of protection. You know, whether, I mean, I don't know. I could never get a hold of Bill during that game because of the context of the game, but I never found out what he called on it, if he called going low or whatever. The quarterback dynamic protection going low. He still has helmet-to-helmet protection.
It was helmet, yeah.
They're trying to go stop him and make a play. I mean, sometimes, you know, like I said, when the quarterback's in the pocket and he's a stationary target, it's a little bit easier for defensive players to get him down. But, you know, McCown's a good scrambler. I mean, he scrambled in that drive. He had made some plays, and our guys are, you know, trying their very best to try to get him down. That wasn't a bad decision or an intentional thing. And, you know, Nick made, you know, potentially the play of the game. Getting them stopped on that two-point play. All of a sudden, the ball's on the, you know, the one-yard line there rather than the two. And, you know, they tried to get it run in. We had defense packed in there real tight, and that was just sort of the cap of a good day stopping the run, you know. Well, you have to because it's only a yard to go. And, you know, I mean, you know, it's the easiest way to get it across. So, and they just thrown incomplete on their thrown had gotten the incomplete and the roughing on the play before. So, you know, and Forte's one of their best players. You know, you got to trust that. But we're ready for it. They run the ball across Green Bay last week, and I think from the 1 yard line, very similar situation. Wasn't the exact same run, but it was a similar run. So, man, we were ready for it, but we still got to go make the play.